Well, earlier this year, the University of Texas marked 50 years since the first public mass shooting on a U.S. college campus. In August 1966, Charles Whitman, a student at UT Austin, killed 17 people and wounded 30 others. Most of his victims were shot from Whitman's perch on top of a 27-story tower on the campus. Well, now an Austin-based filmmaker has found a new way to tell that story through an animated documentary. Laura Rice from Here and Now contributor Texas Standard reports.
A cartoon of a shooting massacre sounds garish and macabre, but the film Tower is not that at all. The animation is lifelike and understated, and the stories are real.
Deciding to make the film animated was literally the very first decision I made after deciding to make the film.
Keith Maitland is the film's director.
And it's because the visceral nature of these firsthand stories that we're trying to tell in Tower are so personal, and they're so rooted in time and space and with a point of view, that I just wanted to make sure we could capture that in a way that audiences could really put themselves there.
Maitland says animation also allowed for an intimacy in telling parts of the story that he wouldn't have been able to otherwise achieve. That intimacy is also part of the reason he chose to tell the story through just a handful of voices.
You know, you have to realize there are literally thousands of eyewitnesses to this, you know, traumatic event. And all of those people have a story to share. You know, there's so many different facets to the tower shooting, but we knew we couldn't cover all of them. So we decided to focus on 8 specific voices of people who were right in the heart of the shooting.
I just remember looking up at the sky. It was so blue. And just thinking, I guess this is it.
The film screened at festivals all over the world and is now in limited release across the country. Maitland says he's found it has broad appeal.
When people all around the country heard about the shooting live as it was unfolding on their local news, it really captured America's interest and curiosity. So I think there's an entire generation or two of people out there who grew up knowing just a little bit about the shooting.
But what may explain the interest even more is what's happened since the August 1st, 1966 shooting. Many more school shootings.
You know, every week we turn on the news and this shooting has played out in one form or another, in cities across America and across the world. But what the tower shooting offers that Newtown or Columbine or whatever the shooting that happens next week can't offer is 50 years of perspective.
And Maitland says we've learned we can't push these events, as ugly as they are, under the rug.
You know, one of the biggest themes that always comes out in the film is how people just didn't talk about this shooting in the years afterwards. Austin didn't have much of a relationship to it. The university hasn't had much of a relationship to it. And people in audiences all over the country just really can't relate to that. And they ask me, why do I think that is? Now we know you need to talk about things like this. And that's what the film's about.
Tower will be in select theaters across the country through January. It's also slated to be featured on PBS stations early next year. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Rice.